Well, a couple of things. One, Robin, she said, oh, gosh, when this comes out, all them church people, now they're fixing to tear you up.
You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Muleshoe Fellowship with Steve Friska. This message was recorded on December 11, 2024, and is titled, The Gift. Grab your Bible, and let's join Steve and the message.
We'll come find out all them church people been watching Yellowstone. The only way you're going to know I was on Yellowstone is you've been watching Yellowstone. I mean, really, if you can't survive Yellowstone, you're in deep trouble anyhow. But just like that, I didn't know going in, but I've definitely found out coming out, I found purpose in it. I got a reason to do what I do. I mean, really, if you can't watch Yellowstone, you really probably can't follow me around the horse sales. The cow sale today, for crying out loud. Walmart. I mean, just pick a spot. You know what I mean? Come on. We're surrounded by this stuff. Can you find purpose in your life? Or is your purpose just to stand around and use your Bible to tell what's wrong with everybody else and everything else that's going on? Everything is wrong. Every little sin, every little thing that you've made up or somebody told you when you were growing up. You know, I had a guy one time ask me about, what are you going to do about them people dancing? I said, I don't know. I'm trying to keep up, I guess. As soon as you bring me chapter and verse, I'm your Huckleberry. Still waiting. I'm making a point here. The religion of America today gets so much about the do-nots, the no's, and he's the God of the yes and the amen. I'm not condoning anybody's behavior, but I'm telling you in your life, no matter what you're surrounded by, no matter who you're surrounded by, God has given you the gift of purpose. And let me tell you, the more sinners you're hanging around, the more purposeful you can be. Singing to the choir every week ain't done a heck of a lot of good. It's a gift. The reconciliation. This is my last part of the story. This is the hardest one to tell. The Bible says that he came to reconcile all things unto himself. Why? Because all things were his. And then they weren't. That puppet show people think's got going on in the world today between heaven and the earth will not create pure love. Nor will the commandments of men to follow the patterns of men, realizing and knowing Jesus because he knew you first, creates an opportunity to love him because he loved you first, and his desire was to reconcile all things to himself. For everything that was lost could now become his again. So, on the 3rd of December, 1995, I was operating in fear. I was afraid that my situation, that my Yellowstone would cost me my family. I didn't get saved because I didn't want to go to hell. I didn't care. I'd already been to church, and I'd been to team ropings. I figured team ropers were going to hell, church people were going to heaven, so I'd really rather just go to hell. I'd been around both. No. I wanted my family reconciled to me, and I didn't know what that meant then, wouldn't know how to say that or anything else. 30 years later, now I get it. But out of his creation came the greatest gift. You see, in the pattern of his creation, a man would come together with a woman and they would procreate. They would do exactly what God said to do in the very beginning. Man and woman come together and you would multiply and subdue the earth. Go, multiply and be fruitful. Out of the blessing of the fruit of the womb, which is clearly declared in Deuteronomy 28, that's all I wanted that night. I just wanted to find peace in my life, and I wanted my family. So every Christmas, we celebrate with our family. We don't have a particular day anymore. Last year, we started something. We didn't do the communion thing here that night, and I made the boldest thing that I'd done until we skipped Easter this year. I mean, I've had a lot of huge steps in my life here lately. I rented a house in the mountains, and for the first time ever, we all got in a pile, and we stayed there for 4 days. This time of year was a good excuse to do it. Everybody seemed to be happy. The music's good, and it's snowing. It's pretty. I mean, why not? We shared communion together, and we lived in a house together for 4 days, all of us. All of us. I didn't have to ski. I didn't have to ride a snowmobile. In fact, last year I was sicker than a dog. I'd already been to Fort Worth, and we'd been to Las Vegas, and then we come back, and we went to the mountains. I mean, we were living like we were 20 years old, and Jiminy Pete, we liked to kill ourselves doing it. That was just dumb. Not this year. We're healthy and rested. We're ready to have fun. But as I've thought about this, that night in that pickup, the Lord spoke to me when he revealed himself to me. And he asked me, what do you want? Never forget it as long as I live. First time I could ever answer that question. And I said, I want to be a good husband. I want to be a good dad. I won't do anything else away from home. I'm ashamed to tell my family. Alcohol's turned me loose to be an idiot. And I'd like to be rid of it. And he spoke again, and he said, if you'll give me everything, I'll get rid of that. I didn't even know what that meant. I didn't even know I'd got saved till my little Baptist wife told me. I mean, I didn't know nothing about this stuff. All I know is the Son of God and the Son of Man showed up in my pickup no different than a baby in the arms of Simeon. And I saw the hope of reconciling my family. Do you know when God the Father sent the Son, he saw the hope of reconciling his family. So, if it gets to be December, and there gets to be some Christmas tunes, I mean, I got in trouble yesterday. We're walking through Walmart, and I'm whistling Christmas songs. I mean, come on, man, I'm the grumpy old white guy. Who's supposed to be doing that? I'm whistling Christmas songs. What's with the whistling, huh? No, I was doing it because I was happy. And I told her they came on a good song in Walmart. And I said, I wonder what they think if we started two-stepping in the aisle there, baby. You know why? I want to soak up the atmosphere. I don't want to be religious. I don't want to be anti-everything. I don't want to be nothing. I just want to be thankful. Because the gifts that have been given me in my life and my family, money can't buy. They bring indescribable joy. And I just want to stand up here at the front and tell everybody that's here and on that camera and everywhere else, hey, If you don't know who I'm talking about, and you don't know what I'm talking about, we get done here tonight, you go sit down somewhere, stand somewhere. You tell Jesus that you're waiting to see the consolation of Israel. That you're seeking. That you're asking. That you're knocking. And I'll guarantee you, he will show you who he is, where he is, and how he is right now. And he won't be exactly like everybody told you he would be. He's indescribable. And the gifts that come out of creation that bless so many of our lives can all be reconciled not only to him, but reconciled to us. That we can be thankful and we can appreciate, that we glorify God, live with joy in our hearts and peace in our mind, even if it's just for a day sometimes. Take that one day when you just decide to turn the phone off and you just decide to hang out with your best friend and you just decide to look around and today I just don't care how they're dressed. I just don't care what they're stabbed in the face with. I just don't care. I don't care who drives stupid. I just don't care. I don't care who didn't pick up their trash. Today, you know what? I'm just going to be thankful today. Take that one day and use it as a gift, okay? You're not going to be able to do that for a lifetime. There's too many knuckleheads in the world. But if you can just force yourself into a day, say, I'm going to count this as a gift from God. So at Christmas, now we're learning how to do this in the summer. In different times, if we put our family in a pile, all I want is from time to time, all my little gifts in a pile where I can just look at them all at the same time. I just want to look at them all at once. And then when we take communion together, wow, it's because of him I get to look at my pile. It's only because of him. Without him, I'd have screwed up the pile. With him, I get to look at the pile. And my pile looks pretty darn good. That's all I got tonight. I don't want your religion to mess up your time, this time. It truly is the most wonderful time of the year. I just don't want to battle with it. I want to embrace it. So I'm not going to pray to a tree. I'm probably not going to leave out any cookies and milk for no fat guys. They probably don't need any more. But I'm going to recognize my gifts. I'm going to recognize and be thankful for all I've been given. And it was all by the Lord himself, just as James said. Every good and perfect gift comes from the Father of heavenly lights. So, that's all I got for you tonight. There'll be more next week, and then the next week I'm going to give you a gift. You stay home. That's your gift. You don't have to endure me in 2 weeks. So, anyhow, let's pray and we'll get y'all. Hey, now look, before we get out of here, there's like 850 cupcakes back there. There's cookies. There's all kinds of junk. Now, you people go back there and eat that stuff. Whatever you don't eat, I have to eat, and y'all go back there and eat it, okay? Enjoy it. Yeah, there you go. I'm well on my way. Father God, we just thank you tonight, Jesus, for the gift. How precious you are. The gift of you, the Holy Spirit. The gift of your creation, the gift of family, the gift of friends, peace, purpose, all of it, Lord. So, Lord, just make yourself known to anyone who does not know you. And let the rest of us, let the rest of us rejoice in the fact that you've made a way for us to personally know you. That's huge. That you made a way. That you brought a child and made a way. So, Lord, we thank you and bless you today. I pray your blessing over every home represented here tonight, every home on the other side of that camera, every household, that they be blessed with your holy presence. We love you and thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Well, that concludes our message. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. Or on the web, www.MuleshoeFellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.